Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Please stay tuned and worship with us on this Lord's Day. Conducting the service is the Reverend Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders.
You've had some great days in your life, haven't you? Every day has some great experience if we will only look for it. But if you were to select the greatest day in your life, which one would it be? We'll discuss this in the sermon today. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 13th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it. Here ends a reading of God's holy word.
Lovely are thy dwellings, O Lord.
Friends in Christ, a few weeks ago, I asked a class of about 60 ninth graders if they had had a good day. Very few in that class responded yes. Most of them said the day was a bore. They didn't like it, and no good thing had really happened to them. This caused me some great concern. For I have been with many of these young people for a long time, and I wonder if perhaps I have failed, together with others in society, in causing them to see what makes a great day. It was obvious that the reason it wasn't a great day for them was that no great bit of excitement had come into their lives, so they were somewhat bored. I wonder if it isn't true that every day has some great experience in it. I asked the young people this, and they said, well, what would my great experience be today? I said to them, do you feel well? Everyone in the class seemed to be healthy and strong, and they didn't have any aches or pains. So I said, isn't this a great experience to be able to get up and walk around in life and to enjoy good health? Don't you realize that there are thousands and thousands of young people your age around the world who are today lying upon beds of pain? Some of them, their minds are confused or never did develop. Others of them will never walk. And yet you, with good minds, are able to go about your daily tasks. We talked about it a little bit further, and I asked them, have you had good food today? Some of them didn't like the menu, which they received at the high school cafeteria, but they admitted that they had had good food. And then I had to remind them that there were millions of people their age in the world who had gone to bed hungry already on this particular day. I do not want to be hard on these ninth graders. They are delightful young people. But I wonder if most of us have not taken for granted the many blessings that we have. And consequently, we live one day after another thinking that it's a bore, when really, packed into every day, there are tremendous blessings. 40 years ago, a prominent preacher wrote, the greatest day in any individual's life is when he begins for the first time to realize himself. Is that what you would put as the greatest day in your life? This statement carries with it the idea that man is intrinsically and naturally good. It is a popular opinion. For it says to the person, within your own being is the solution to every problem which faces you in life. Discover what a great person you are. Just tap your inner resources, and you will conquer your weaknesses and move on to great success. Book publishers and magazine editors are aware of the appeal that this message has. Consequently, our bookstands are flooded with this kind of literature. One book I recently paged through had chapters that carried the following titles: Enthusiasm Can Do Wonders for You, Stop Being Tired, Live Energetically, How to Feel Well and Have Vibrant Health, Why Be Tense, How to Adjust Stress. The Bible does not bring us the same message. It is not the greatest day in any person's life when we begin to realize who we really are. Rather, God's Word teaches we were by nature the children of wrath. It further teaches that we are not always in control of our lives. The good that I would, I do not do, and what I do not want to do, I do. It is not only the confession of St. Paul, it is the confession of every Christian individual, and it is a biblical teaching from Genesis to Revelation. Such biblical teaching might be unpopular, but it is demonstrated in the life of each individual. In Arthur Miller's play, After the Fall, the playwright says, "There is not one of us who is not guilty. We all, without exception, live after the fall." This conclusion was based on Mr. Miller's observation of human nature, which was brought to light in his experiences with many people. The most depressing day in any individual's life is when he begins for the first time to realize himself. Do you remember reading about King David, Israel's greatest king? David was a great man of God, but even he was not without his weak moments. He committed adultery with Bathsheba and later murdered her husband Uriah. Then came the day when David had to face up to the kind of person he really was. To accomplish this, God sent to David the prophet Nathan. The conversation went something like this: "Your Majesty, may I be permitted to tell you a story?" Nathan asked. "Please do," the king replied. "There were two men who lived in the same town. One was rich and the other poor. The rich man had many cattle and sheep, while the poor man had only one lamb, which he had bought. He took care of it, and it grew up in his home with his children. He would feed it some of his own food, let it drink from his cup, and hold it in his lap. The lamb was like a daughter to him. One day a visitor arrived at the rich man's home. The rich man didn't want to kill one of his own animals to fix a meal for the visitor. Instead, he took the poor man's lamb, the lamb that was loved so, the lamb that was cared for in that home. He killed that lamb and prepared a meal for his guest." Before Nathan could finish, the king replied, "This man who did this ought to die." Then Nathan concluded, "You're right, David, but here's the tough news. You are the man. You had many worldly pleasures. Uriah had only one wife. Yet you could not stand that he had such a beautiful woman, and you took her for yourself." At that particular moment, David realized who he was. It was not the greatest day in his life. He could control armies and nations, but he could not control his own appetites. He received honors from his subjects, but before God, he was destitute. And that's tough news to face. Many others before and after David have made the same painful discovery of their own nature. Haven't you? I certainly have. We learn that it is much easier to be self-centered than to care for others. It is more natural to hate than it is to love. Criticizing and judging comes naturally, but praising and forgiving are most difficult for us to do. We are weaklings when temptations confront us. Our appetites demand attention. Such discoveries of the real self have driven many into depression. Some have sought their relief in alcoholism. A few stiff drinks seems to boost the spirit and lift these people out of their depression. Others have chosen drugs, and I think not of the illegitimate drugs, but those medicines that deck the shelves in our cabinets at home. There is a pill to sleep, and a pill with which to face the day. These are not happy experiences. Well, you might ask, does God want me to walk around in a depressed state, feeling that I'm a nobody? Certainly not. Listen to what God has to say about the greatest day in anyone's life. It is when you meet your real self, It is not when you meet your real self. It is when you meet Christ and discover that He can forgive your sins and make you a brand new person. Our text today, referred to as the twin parables, confront us with two men. Two men find treasures. In these parables, Christ is a treasure. In the first parable, the man stumbles on the treasure. He is not in search of anything new in life. He accepted the fact that life is drab. He is willing to live one day at a time. He doesn't expect too much out of life. He doesn't even anticipate anything great about his religion. He is happy to belong to the church and attend whenever it is convenient. He has an intellectual faith and can honestly say from his head that Jesus is my Savior. Then one day something happens. He just stumbles onto it. He meets Christ. He could have been at a worship service while reading his Bible at home or having a conversation with a good friend. I have an acquaintance who tells about the day he met Jesus Christ for the first time and saw what the Savior could do for him. He had been a good church member all of his life. One noon he was having lunch with a friend when he was asked, "What great blessing did God give you this day?" And the man looked at his friend and said, "Blessing?" "Yes," his friend replied. "How did God bless you this morning?" These questions led into a meaningful conversation, and there at the lunch table, this successful business executive got a new look at his life and what he could become in Jesus Christ. It was the greatest day in his life. In the second parable, the man went looking for the treasure. He must have been restless. He had not found any purpose in living. His job, material possessions, social status, and all the rest added up to zero when it came to happiness. He might well have been the fellow who would have been reading the books on reaching the top if he had lived in our 20th century. Then comes a day when this man meets Jesus Christ. Life is different. He becomes a new person. Do you see yourself in either one of these parables? Perhaps you came to church this morning, or perhaps you are going to go another day, but you don't expect anything exciting to happen. It could be that you have come searching. Whatever your case might be, let me say that Jesus Christ is the priceless treasure. He is standing right beside you. Why don't you let Him into your life if He has not been a part of it? He is your treasure. In Christ, you will experience a new forgiveness. For freedom, Christ has set us free. St. Paul writes, "We are freed up from self, sin, and the law. In Christ, we are the forgiven children of God." No longer do we have to harbor our guilt. It is forgiven through His sacrificial death at the cross. St. John writes, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins." In Christ, we have security. It was our Savior who said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Trusting Jesus, there is strength for every day. Remember that passage from the great 42nd Psalm? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Remember those closing words in the 33rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy? "As your day is, so your strength is going to be." Freedom, forgiveness, security, and strength. Put these together, my friend, and you have a treasure that money cannot buy. These are all yours in Jesus Christ. Now the person sees himself in Christ. He is a new creation. He is that precious and important individual in God's eyes. He can begin to dream of what he can become in Jesus Christ. He learns what his potentials are as a parent or as a spouse or as an individual who just walks through life this way. This is true, positive thinking. Just remember, when you read the popular literature telling you what a fine person you are, that this is not Christianity. It is Christianity to say that you're important and that you're precious. But it is not Christianity to say that you're basically good and have all of the powers within you to settle every problem which comes your way. Now, that's not the greatest day to face your own life. The greatest day in any person's life is when he meets Christ and begins to experience what Christ has done for him in the everyday matters of life. If you have not met the Savior, it is my prayer that today you will make that great discovery as the Holy Spirit speaks to you through the Word. Yes, I wonder if we really face the Savior, if we can ever say that any day is uneventful. There are always experiences as we walk with him. Oh, they may not be great days in the sense that we have had something really exciting happen to us as far as our appetites are concerned. It might have been a routine day where you sat in your chair as you sat for countless months. Or it might have been a day where you went about that same laborious task and never received a thank you. But if Jesus Christ stands with you, he is forever reminding you in his word and through your experiences that every day with Christ brings with it something new, something challenging, and something that is a great experience. Amen.
Jesus, priceless treasure, source of purest pleasure, truest friend to me. Long my heart hath panted, till it well nigh fainted, thirsting after thee. Thine I am, O spotless Lamb, I will suffer not to hide thee. Ask for not beside thee. In thine arm I rest me. Foes who would molest me cannot reach me near. Though the earth be shaking, every heart be
Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you have become an intricate part of the life of every individual who is anxious to let you in. So we pray this day, Father, that you may reign within our hearts, that you may take the day, the every day, the day where there are not exceptional experiences, the day when we could consider boredom to have really permeated our lives, make them come anew. Refresh our spirits and cause us to realize the tremendous challenge that we have in you, Lord Jesus, as our Lord. The challenges that you're anxious to give us to reach out to others and cause us, O God, to have within our hearts our real spirit of thanksgiving. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
You are tuned to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We are pleased to have you worshiping with us this day. We hope you will tune in every Sunday on the same station and hear Pastor Larson. We are thankful that through radio communication, Pastor Larson's sermons can reach such a widespread audience. Response from you, the listener, is very important to Christian Crusaders. Your gifts are needed and appreciated. Support for this radio ministry is through friends like you. Therefore, it's important that we know you are a part of Christian Crusaders Radio Congregation on this station. Address your letters and your gifts to Christian Crusaders, Box 451, Waterloo, Iowa. Christian Crusaders, Box 451, Waterloo, Iowa, zip code 50704. Printed copies of the sermons heard on these broadcasts are available for the asking. The address again is Christian Crusaders, Box 451, Waterloo, Iowa, 50704. Conducting the service today, as on every Sunday, was the Reverend Homer Larson, pastor of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders.